Hey everybody, welcome back to episode six.
Six.
That's I'm on two hands now. We're double handed it now. We've gotten to the second hand. Episode
That's
six.
Five more episodes than I thought we were gonna do.
That's
Which
true.
Is great.
That's true. So thank you all. We're the Brothers Geek. I'm Patrick.
And I'm Chris.
And, yeah, thanks for joining us once again for the Brothers Geek podcast. As we do every week, what are we drinking this time around?
Well, we're being very thematic with our choice of beer that we totally did on purpose.
Totally on
purpose.
Totally
on purpose.
And if anybody says otherwise, you're wrong.
Yeah.
'Cause,
prove it.
Yeah, prove it. I deleted the emails. Prove it.
I got us the Founders, Mango Magnifico.
Mango Magnifico. Con calor.
Oh.
That's what it says on the bottle.
Dang.
Yeah.
Fancy.
It means with hot.
yeah, it's a mango. I don't know if it's necessarily a sour, but it's got a hint of habanero in it, apparently.
Ooh.
Which, this came into my work, and the vendor was like, oh, we only got like a few cases left of this. You're definitely going to want it. And mango sounded really good. And I was like, yeah, let's do it, Founders.
Because it was like 105 degrees today.
Yeah, probably. And so he brought it in. And he did not mention that there was habanero in it. But for whatever reason, in my store, like, people like the spicy beer. Like, the Sriracha set stout from Rogue goes all the time and everything. So it's probably going to do good.
Because it's a cool red bottle.
Yeah, probably. So let's take a look. Let's take a drink.
Let's take a look.
Well, I can look at it.
That's
kind of spicy, dude.
Really? I don't really taste the spice.
I mean, for a beer.
Oh. No. I taste the mango.
Oh, the mango's there. But, like, up front, the spice is there.
Let me take another sip.
I can feel it on my lips, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's not, I mean, it's not spicy. It's not like drinking beer spice.
Oh, yeah,
it's
the
like,
second sip, yeah.
It's a little on my lips. It's weird.
On my lip.
I don't like spicy beer, usually. This is...
I don't not like it.
This is fine.
Yeah, I don't not like it.
This is my least favorite founder. We have been founders, like...
Founders
and
modern
geeks.
Modern times.
Because first episode...
Founders more, yeah.
We did Rubeus, or whatever however you pronounce it. And then we did... I think I had the Redanculus myself in one of them, when we had, like, two different beers on
there. Yeah,
that.
And that, for me, that was milk stout for me. We
but
had...
That wasn't Founders.
Right.
But then...
We had...
On our YouTube, we did the Sumatra Mountain Founders. And now there's another Founder.
And
so
we've had the Porter.
Not on... Did we? Not
I think so.
Maybe. So... We need to switch it up. This is what I'm saying.
Did we? And then, well, I know one week we had the Ballast Point Oktoberfest.
Yes.
And we had...
Oh, man, that is...
Oh, no. We
I
haven't...
don't like this. I don't like this.
Oh, I'm sorry. We haven't had the Porter because we had the Woot Stout and the Galaxy beer from Modern Times.
So, got to switch it up from the Founders, I guess.
Founders and Modern Times we need to get away from.
Yeah. Although, both very good, except for the... I'm not a huge fan of this.
This is fine.
If you like those kind of spicy beers, it's probably really good, because there's a lot of mango in there, too. But,
Yeah. Yeah. The more sips I take of it...
Yeah. It's
the less mango I get.
Yeah. But,
Well, I guess
it's
I'll
different.
Have to finish it.
It's
going to give me heartburn.
I know. 10% heartburn. Alright, well, maybe we should start with you, Mr. Cultured over here this week. What have you been up to this week?
So this week, I house sat for my boss, actually. And so...
Sitting around trying to figure out what to do?
Basically, because I didn't have my PS4, didn't have my computer and stuff, had my laptop. So I was like, well, I guess I'll just watch a lot of movies. So literally one day I watched three. And so I watched five total that week.
That's cool.
So
one a day,
basically,
on
yeah, on average. So I watched V for Vendetta. I watched. So I haven't read the graphic novel, so I can't tell you if it's a good adaptation of it or not. From what I hear from people, it's sort of split.
I liked it.
I like it, too.
I like the movie. I haven't read the graphic novel. Yeah.
And then I watched the saddest movie I've ever seen, probably, aside from, like, Boy in the Striped Pajamas. Which was...
Life is Beautiful.
Yeah, which was Beasts of No Nation, which is the Netflix original about the, like, children soldiers in Africa. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, nice pick-me-up.
I couldn't even drink during it. There was no alcohol. I was in my boss's house, you know. And then I watched 13 Assassins, which is... I was listening to F This Movie podcast, and they were talking about Seven Samurai, and they mentioned 13 Assassins, and that was on Prime for free, so... Well, if you have Prime, which I have. So, I watched it. Real good. There's a scene where this badass guy... I told you about this.
Yeah.
They're at the final fight, you know, the bad guys versus the 13 samurai. And they sort of funnel them into this, like, stretch in between these two buildings, kind of like an alleyway.
Yeah.
And there's this, like, super badass... samurai, and then another samurai, and it's like, I don't know how many dudes, a lot of dudes, like 50, I don't know, less than that probably, but on one end, and then the two samurai at the other end, and the badass guy just goes, "Kill any who get behind me," in Japanese.
But yeah,
and he like dual wields his like katanas and he charges at the dudes, and the dude sort of just follows behind him, and he just starts chopping wood. He just going at it. But before they got there, he had placed a bunch of other swords around the area, like, stuck in pillars and stuff. So he'd, like, leave a katana in a dude, and then, like, spin and, like, pull another katana out of a pillar and, like, continue to chop wood. Sick. It was so badass, dude. So, yeah, I watched that. I watched Crash. Which is really good film. Very topical for today, even though it was made for like 2005. In 2005,
yeah,
because it's like a post 9/11 Los Angeles, and there's a lot of like racial issues within it, and there's like police shooting sort of things within it. So I was like, wow, this is
it's just showing that this has been going on.
Yeah, it just shows how effed America is.
Yeah,
So I watched that, and then I watched this movie called Slow West, which is a Western with Michael Fassbender. That's all you need to know.
It's the best tagline ever.
That's all you need to know. So, yeah, and then, of course, we watched our topic for today.
Yeah.
Or part what inspired the topic for today.
Right.
The original and the remake of Magnificent Seven.
Which we'll get into.
Which we will get into. Then I was also playing, I started playing Battlefront again.
Fun.
Yeah.
Are you going to do, like, the Death Star?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, you did it?
I got it, yeah.
Oh, nice.
It's really fun.
We'll have to throw that up on YouTube or something.
Yeah, and then I started...
like a drunk Death Star trench run to get the day started.
Yeah. And then I started playing Overwatch again as well.
It's cool.
It's been fun going back to those.
Nice. So. It's cool.
Yeah. What about you this week?
You watched the finale for Mr. Robot.
I did watch the finale of Mr. Robot as well, which... You heard me in the other room going, the fuck is going on? Because, I don't know. Tweet us, email us your theories of what the hell's going on. Because Chris won't check it. He hasn't seen it. I'll check that email.
Hey, you don't know I won't check it. You don't know I haven't already checked it.
You haven't?
I have.
Oh.
Because it automatically comes up on the computer.
There you go.
And I go, oh, we still have, well, now 5 viewers. Hey!
Yeah, we have 5
followers
on Twitter. So, yeah. So tell me what the hell's going on, because I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's real anymore.
That's cool. That's good. That's a good way to end a season.
Yeah.
Let's see. I have watched much less movies than you this week. Yeah, right? See, that beer, it's not doing well as you keep going. The main one I watched, because I only had really one day off in between last time we did this, and then yesterday, which we did our big, you know, magnificent day, and I watched
Nightcrawler. Ha! I get it.
I watched Nightcrawler.
Awesome.
It's really, really good. Jake Gyllenhaal. Gyllenhaal, right?
Yeah, Gyllenhaal.
He's really, like, it's so, such a well-done character. He's just, every time he's on screen, you're a little uncomfortable. Because he's just, he's very strange. And it's part of his, it's just the part of how he kind of gets into this business of filming crimes taking place. And then he sells that footage to, like, news, like, media outlets, basically. And it just, it's such a great, like, commentary on the media and, like, our kind of just, we just don't care about, like, we need more and more violence for it to be relevant, you know? Yeah. And, like,
and how us as consumers, like, are bystanders. Like, when a fight is happening at a high school, it's not like there's other students trying to break up that fight. Everybody circles up and whips out their phones to film.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just like, well, and it's also, what, where's the violence taking place, you know?
Yeah.
And who is it involving? So, just a really, it's just really good. And the way it leads up to the end, you just, you feel just not feeling great about humanity at the end of that
take
movie.
Take a shower afterwards.
Yeah. You're like, at some points you're rooting for him because you're like, oh man, you gotta get this shot and get out of there before the cops come, you know? But
and then you realize, wait, he's kind of not a then, great guy.
No, and then you realize, like, oh, and then, like, some things that happen at the end, it's just like, oh.
Right.
Yeah, he sucks. So that was really good. I recommend that one. That one is on, I think that one's on Netflix.
Yeah, it is on Netflix.
So you can watch that one. I'm looking forward to a couple movies. Well, we'll talk about with West, because there's a couple westerns coming up on
October 1st, baby.
So I haven't really played much. So I haven't really gone and played anything this week. Probably all the work I've had to do.
Yeah.
Read
more of The Gunslinger?
Read more, a little bit more, like a couple pages. I haven't read too much. But it's still, it's really good. It's getting into, it's like there's a backstory, like there's a flashback, and then another flashback within that flashback. So,
yeah.
But it's still, I like getting the kind of different perspectives and stuff. Then, yeah, I've been in the background, I just have Workaholics on right
nice.
Now, which is nice. So, it's funny.
You gotta be fresh.
Gotta. So yeah, that's kind of been what I've been up to this week.
Sweet.
Yeah. Well, and winning more fantasy football games.
This is the topic that every week is going to bring me dread, because I have a team that should, that is.
You've scored, what, maybe the most
points
in the
league? I've
scored
the second most points in the league.
And you're 0-3.
And I am 0-3. And I've given far more, I've given up, quote-unquote, far more points than anybody else. Even though I have no control over that, right? Like, that statistic like, points allowed or whatever, like, that's
people,
not
people
me.
People are just crushing you.
Literally.
Just by luck.
Yeah.
You know, like.
So, last week I lost by 1 point. This week, I again had a big week, 110 points. Lost to a guy who scored like 130. And I was just like, why, fantasy? Why you gotta do me like that? Like, because the dude had, I'm blanking on his name, but the Lions receiver who scored, who got like 100 and something yards and 2 touchdowns.
Marvin Jones.
Yeah.
Marvin Jones!
And that was 32 points alone. And then he had the Minnesota Vikings defense who scored like 24.
Well, I had the Chiefs defense who scored like 35 points, and that's what saved my week. Because I was sucking this week.
Yeah. God. I'm just... what did I say? I was like, I better start winning or just lose every single game. I think life was like, all right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just following orders, boss.
Whatever
God
you say.
God damn it. And because I just picked up a sweet trade, I got Ezekiel Elliott for Stephon Diggs and Isaiah Crowell.
Yeah.
Which were on my bench anyway. I picked up Ezekiel Elliott, who had a monster of a game. He ran 140 yards. Like, and then I moved LeSean McCoy to my flex, who scored like 23 points. And I lost. I just don't. I don't even want...
My RB1 and wide receiver 1 had like a total of 5 points together, and I somehow scored 120 points.
Oh, I was listening to the podcast today, the Fantasy Footballers, and they were saying how Brandon Cooks and Julio Jones scored like a total of 3 points.
They had like 30 yards combined in a game that like 800 yards were passed.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So dumb.
So that's fantasy. It's dumb.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
God.
And every week it's just you're moaning and me like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
I feel like I've been shot in the gut by a peacemaker. Which brings us to the topic of the week.
That was like the stretch of stretches.
It worked. Shut up. You shut your damn mouth.
Oh, man.
So we yesterday saw The Magnificent Seven. We saw both of them. We watched the original beforehand.
Watched the original, which you haven't seen it either.
Right? I hadn't seen it, no.
Yeah, so we both didn't. And then we went to the theater, which was perfect because it was like 106 degrees.
Oh my god. So like, it felt normal. Usually it's cold in a theater.
Yeah.
It felt normal in there.
I got my ice cream dibs and and our icy, man.
Yeah.
Felt like I was 12 and it was awesome.
It was great. I got an icy, had the raspberry and blueberry mixed together, or the cherry and raspberry mixed together.
Anything.
It was great.
Yeah. So I guess we should start talking about those. How do we want to do this? Let's talk about...
Well, what do we think of the remake compared to the original?
Okay. Here, let's just say this first. Let's talk about kind of our thoughts about both with some spoiler free.
Okay.
At first.
And then go into spoilers.
Try to just give our opinions, you know. And then after, we'll warn you guys.
We'll disclaim.
We'll warn you that we're going to do some spoilers. Although, if you have seen the original, it's not like...
Yeah.
That or Seven Samurai, it's not like
you'll know.
You're in for a surprise. Like, it's the same structure.
Yeah. Or a lot of Westerns, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
the new one.
Really great remake.
It was. I was not disappointed.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun. And
I thought it was good.
It was surprising, because I totally thought I was going to go into that, and it was going to be like, is it over? But I was enjoying myself.
Yeah.
Some definite problems a couple places.
Yeah. It was a couple steps away of being really good.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the characters lacked, like, a depth, which I guess I wasn't expecting, because it's basically a summer movie in September, almost October. And
right.
But, it lacked a depth to it that would have made it, like, really fantastic. And I think if they had added, like, 45 more minutes in the middle, 30 minutes in the middle, would have made it a long movie, but, hey, Seven Samurai was, and it worked. So...
Well, you could have added 30 minutes in the middle and taken away... like 10 from the...
10 from the end, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll probably watch it again at some point, because it's really enjoyable and a lot of fun. Some really cool lines in it. I was laughing legitimately when you're supposed to laugh, too.
Yeah.
At a few parts, and there was a few stunts they were doing that were pretty badass.
They were pretty cool.
Stuff with horses and stuff. I just didn't expect them to kind of utilize that. You know, as what they were going to do. Because I knew that, you know, I knew from the trailer you could see, like, explosives and stuff. And there was some of that, but I didn't expect, like, some of the cool, like, horse stuff.
Yeah.
But what do you think? You liked it, too.
I liked it. Yeah, I think it's definitely, I would say, one of those remakes that is, I would say it's better than the original.
Ooh.
Probably
get a lot of disagreement.
Yeah, I'll probably piss some people off by saying that. But I think it is. I mean...
Let's talk about the original.
Yeah, so the original, it kind of, like...
We'll spoil this, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it's old, so...
It's 60.
The way they build the team in the original is very, like... All of a sudden, like...
Well, you could say that about the new one, too.
Yeah, but I feel like when I was watching the original, like... I looked at my phone for a second, and then I looked back up, and then there were 7 of them. I don't know how they...
Well, there was a couple that were really bad. Like, Charles Bronson made no sense joining.
Yeah, like...
He was literally chopping wood.
I'm expensive. oh, how much are you going to pay? $20. That's a lot nowadays. I guess I'll join you. Okay, Charles. Like, I guess that's
don't cool. question Charles, all right?
Oh, sorry.
Jesus.
He did have the best line in the
he
movie.
He had the best line maybe in any movie I've seen ever. Okay, maybe not. But it was amazing. Should we? Yeah. We'll get there.
We'll get there. But the score in the original is really... It's good music, but placed very poorly.
I thought it was really funny because, since I hadn't seen it, I thought, is this cliche Western music that they put into the movie? Or was the cliche Western music I've been hearing from Magnificent Seven all this time and I just didn't make the connection?
Right.
Yeah. It was put in at the wrong time. It's supposed to have some gritty parts where, like,
people are dying.
One of them are like, is riding off and saying, no, I'm not going to join the last battle. And it's like, da-na-na-na, like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, what?
And there's, like, people, like, there's a dude sliding his face down a wall as he's dying, and it's like, da-da-da-da-da-da. You know? And it's like, okay, bro. So.
What I did like, though, in that one was some of the character developments. They took them a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
It wasn't as in-depth as Seven Samurai. Seven Samurai is maybe the best film of all time, so you can't really compare it. But they did have a lot more character depth in the original Magnificent Seven. Like, I really liked some of the aspects they were doing, like Charles Bronson with the kids.
Yeah.
So he's, you know, basically... teaching the whole town, helping teach the whole town how to shoot and everything. These kids kind of idolize him because he's Charles Bronson.
Yeah.
They have this kind of, fun relationship with him. Like, oh, we'll place, you know, flowers on your grave if you die. And he's like, well, what if I spoil your plans? And they're like, well, we'll be happy if you live. Almost as much, I guess. Like, just the look on his face, like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of stuff. It's just funny. Yeah. Kind of gets you that connection to the farmers, too. And then of course, spoiler alert, when he does die, the kids run over to him. And, you know, it's good because you've developed that relationship with them. So you feel for the kids. You're watching him die. And, you know, he pushes them out of the way, too, to get them out of danger, which is good because he's definitely, like, the loner of the group, chopping wood by himself at the beginning. So they're around him crying and he's like, what's my name? And Bernardo or what was it?
That Bernardo.
Was like, Bernardo. And he's like, you're damn right.
And then dies.
It's the best line.
You're damn right.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Oh man. Like, it's one of those stories where, like, I hope to God he improvised that, because that would be the coolest
thing. That would be awesome.
The kids are like, I don't know what he's doing. Oh, man.
It would have been funny if he's, like, improvising, like, what's my name? They're like, Charles!
Damn it.
Damn.
You're damn right.
You're damn wrong. Yeah, I mean, also they establish this dude who's, like, the lamest looking dude ever. As, like, being the best, like, quick draw shooter and, like, the best...
The knife guy?
Yeah, and, like, the quickest dude, and he, like, kills a dude in a duel with a knife.
Which is awesome.
But then he never uses a knife again. And it was, like, a super... He was, like, a super badass movement, and he pulls it out as he's dying, and he's falling over, and I'm like, yeah, a last knife kill for, like, your death. And he, like, throws it, and it just goes into a post right next to him, like a fence post.
Like, oh. I remember you literally said, like, oh.
I was like, oh. Lame. So, like, that character in the remake is just using knives all over the
place.
All
the time. And it's awesome.
And it's great. And he uses his guns and stuff, too. It's not like he's stupid. Like, I'm going to use a knife even though I could easily use a gun and live. No, he, like, pulls him out, like,
when in
close combat situations. And it's sweet. And he's, like, throwing them and stuff. And he's got, like, six on his back.
And, of course, he's Asian.
And he's, of course, of course.
But, oh, my God, I am glad they did that in the new one.
Yeah.
Because I was disappointed. I'm like, where's the knives, man?
Yeah.
Like, come on!
Yeah, so... And I also like how Magnificent, the remake, is... The team isn't all just... like cowboys. you know.
Yeah, like, just straight up,
like,
cowboys.
Cowboy
yeah.
dudes. Or, like, there's a hunter guy. There's, you know, like a...
Native American.
Yeah, Native American. There's an ex-soldier. There's, like, Chris Pratt's character is, like, a young, like, he's good with guns, but, you know, he's a kind of a con artist sort of guy, yeah. you know. So I liked that aspect of it, too.
Yeah. I really liked the personalities they made in the new one. I liked how distinguished they were. I think that's kind of a modern thing where we have to make everyone, like, unique.
Yeah.
And it could have been, like, ridiculous. Kind of like The Hobbit, where you had to make every dwarf unique.
Even though in the books, a lot of them get like, mentioned, like, twice, and that's it.
And it's, like, over the top, you know, trying to make them unique. But they did a good job, I think, creating their personalities. And the chemistry between them was really cool. But again, just really surface level. There were some things they tried to develop between, like, Chris Pratt and, the one guy. I have the freaking actor list up. I should look at it.
The Mexican?
Yes. They tried to develop this kind of antagonistic relationship between them.
Yeah.
And it's kind of joking, kind of... I thought they were going to take that somewhere. No.
Yeah, they started building a lot of things, and then they just kind of didn't.
Yeah, and there's a few other things like that, I think, more spoiler.
Yeah, and I think, like, the hunter guy and the Native American, because obviously...
Vasquez is what his name is, isn't it?
Because, like, the hunter guy used to scalp, you know, used to collect scalps, and then obviously, like, there's having a Native American on your squad would cause some tension, but then...
And there's a couple dialogue things they have where I'm like, ooh, this is the conversation that they're gonna have to, like, kind of...
Resolve their issues, yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
So
there definitely was that.
Yeah.
For sure. And then there's the girl in it who's trying really hard to be Jennifer Lawrence. And she gets pretty close. She is attractive.
Hailee Bennett.
Yeah.
She's attractive. She's
they made sure to show plenty of cleave in there.
Completely. This is me getting old, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, breasts, I get it.
Yeah.
Like, it was just so unnecessary.
She has red hair. You know, she's a rare breed, you know, I get it. Yeah.
But, yeah, so, and that was another disappointment, that, like, they didn't develop her at all, really. And I think she did fine, like, she was capable of kind of some emotional range, and then they just were like, you're just a townsperson now.
Yeah.
But, that being said, maybe we should get into some
spoilers.
So, if you haven't seen the new Magnificent Seven, we're going to talk about the end and who...
Dies, I
maybe
guess.
Dies. if you don't want to hear, then join us in a little bit. We'll post on the description kind of when we talk about spoilers and when we stop.
Yeah.
So you can listen in, because we want to talk about our favorite Westerns, too. So, we'll talk about that a little bit later. That being said, one of the biggest disappointing things for me was from Denzel's character. Like, there was supposed to be this background for him that we don't find out until literally the last 5 minutes of the movie.
Yeah. Basically the last scene.
It's like tiny reference to how the girl's character is like his sister, like, oh, that she would have been
your age
at this time.
Yeah, your sister's age.
But it's like this throwaway line, and you're like, okay.
Yeah, and then Ethan Hawke goes, make sure we're fighting the battles ahead of us, not behind us. And you're
which
like,
would be cool stuff if we knew what he was like going through.
Yeah, and then that was like basically when he recruits Ethan Hawke, which is like the first person he recruits, basically.
And then that's it.
And then it's not referenced again until the very end.
Yeah. And you're talking about like a huge background where, you know, the main villain, who's another thing I hated, I didn't really understand what was happening in the, like, what was he trying, he was buying land in the beginning?
Yeah, he was trying to kick him off the land because there's gold.
Yeah. But he seemed to already own the mines, so I don't really get what was going on there.
I don't think...
Like, he owned the mines already, and they were working for him.
Yeah, I don't...
So
yeah.
Why
kick... Now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know.
Why kick your workers off the land?
Maybe he wanted to build some casinos. I don't
know.
Yeah,
maybe he wanted to build in their town, because the mine was, like, a little bit away. But...
I don't know.
That was just unclear. And, I get it. He's doing something bad to the town. I'm not...
Yeah, he's a jerk-off.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get it.
And it's, like, over-the-top jerk-off, too.
He burns a church down.
Yeah.
You know?
And, but, yeah, that was not established very well. And then at the end, you know, his character was actually the one that, like, killed Denzel's family. But you don't know that till literally, seriously, the last 5 minutes.
And at that point, I don't care.
Yeah, it's like, just kill him, dude.
Yeah, just kill him. He's killed all, like, I care more that he's killed all these other people around you right now.
Then there was, like, the completely unnecessary tension at the end of, like, him, he's choking, the villain. Let me get the name. This is amateur hour right here. I gotta get the Bartholomew Bogue or whatever.
Yeah. Bartholomew Bogue.
Bogue, yeah. He's
strangling him.
He's getting strangled by Denzel. And it's, A, kind of not heroic.
Yeah.
And B, like, there's this tension, like, oh, Bogue's pulling out this gun from his boot, you know? And, he's gonna shoot him! He's gonna shoot him! And the whole time, like, the girl's gonna come in and shoot him. Like, I know, yeah. You know, I know that's what... Oh! That's what happened. So, you know, it's just this completely unnecessary tension when it could have been just him about taking vengeance and stuff and be done with it kind of thing. But I knew... I'm like, the girl has to kill the guy. Like, I knew that had to happen. Yeah, it just kind of just fell flat at the end. And it was disappointing. Because I really enjoyed it up till like maybe the last 15 minutes. The last battle was too long.
Yeah,
everybody died. I know like most of the 7 die. That's what happens in the other ones. I'm not talking about that. Like the townsfolk should have been obliterated. Like there's so many bodies in the
yeah. And then at the end, all of a sudden, all these people come out.
Come out. And you're like, who are these people? Yeah, everyone died.
Yeah, because they bring in a. Gatling gun,
yeah,
and just mow everything down. Like, the town is obliterated. I don't know why you'd want to live there anymore. Like, there's nothing left. And, yeah,
they pretty much failed miserably.
All the townsfolk are dead.
But the kids are alive.
Oh, yay.
They're our future, Patrick.
Yeah, they're gonna live in a junky-ass town they gotta rebuild by their children little hands. It's gonna take them years.
Thanks a lot, adults. You crashed this market again.
Yeah, and that was another thing, too, like, this isn't necessarily a bad thing, but, like, I did not expect...
Oh, man, that beer.
I didn't expect Chris Pratt's character to die.
No, and that was good, because But as he's, like, running at the Gatling gun...
But the way he died is kind of stupid.
Yeah, it's kind of lame.
Like, if he had the dynamite that whole time, why didn't he just throw it?
And like, the way he, like, comes back up. And
yeah, like, he, like, slashes over with, like, a match in his hand. Which, if you fall over face first in the dirt, that your cigar is put out now. So, I don't know how you lit the dynamite. And then he just holds it and just blows himself up along with everybody else. But, like, he was on a horse. Like, why didn't he just...
Chuck it.
Chuck it.
Yeah.
Like, they would have had to abandon the Gatling gun.
Yeah.
And then it would have blown up.
Yeah.
Like,
sarcastic Pratt line, and then yeah. I don't even remember what it was.
So far, so good, which was said one too many times.
That line, which was an original line from the original Magnificent Seven, and that was, like, the whole joke about someone falling out of, like, a 5 to 10 story building, and it's 10 in the first one, 5 in the new one. And every window, every floor he passes, like, it's so far, so good, because you're not dead yet.
Yeah.
And then they bring up that story as a joke. I'm like, okay, they wanted to hear... But then Chris Pratt gets shot, and, like, someone asks him how he's doing, and it's, like, what, like, 20, 30 minutes later after that joke's made.
He's like, so far, so good.
So far, so good.
It was perfect.
It was perfect. It was just like, that was great. Ha ha. Chris Pratt. Then somebody asks him, like,
and then
5 minutes later.
And then he meets up with Denzel in the town.
Hey, how you doing?
And Denzel...
So far, so good. No, you ruined it.
Yeah, and Denzel goes, like, you hurt? And, yeah, Chris Pratt goes, so far, so good. And
it's no!
Like, it's like, okay, he wasn't there the first time you said the joke to the, you know, Asian guy, but, like, you know, come on.
Just
we're the audience.
Else,
yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
You know?
Have some respect.
Yeah. His like, last line before he dies, too... Where he's like, always found luck in one-eyed jacks or whatever.
Oh, yeah. That was the line.
Yeah.
I was like, that wasn't established either, because, yeah, he's a gambler, I guess.
Yeah, I was like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, you should...
Whatever.
You should have just been like,
Speaking of,
it's lit, and then
that's get, like, get lit. If he would have said that,
that's what he should have said.
That it would have made it better than the Charles Bronson line. It would have been just like, yes,
get lit.
Or you could have just, you're damn right.
fuck so speaking, you.
You get one F word in a PG-13.
It's true.
They're speaking of horrible lines, the worst line was the very last line of the movie. As the the monologue the girl is saying.
Oh, yeah. And she goes,
over the CGI.
It was magnificent. And I was like,
no.
And then in the movie, I was like, why'd you have to go and ruin it?
Yeah.
Like, why'd you go and ruin it?
It was like CGI, like, crosses on their graves, too. Like, it's totally CGI scene. Like, why did you have to... Did you go, oh, we need an ending? You know? Just computer generated. I don't know. We already took down our set. Because it was, like, a whole set they built.
Yeah.
You know? Which I appreciate. But then you go and you make a... I don't know. Whatever.
Whatever.
It was ultimately... I know we just, shit all over it. But ultimately, it was still a fun movie because, like, a lot of the battle scene is fun. And I like meeting the new... I like the way they do the meeting of the characters, the meeting of the seven, because they have to go to different places. They're not all from this, like, one town.
Yeah.
They go to different places to get them, and they're all from all walks of life, and I appreciate that. Some different personalities in there.
Yeah. What did you say was, like, the best summer movie, and it wasn't even technically summer season?
It was the best summer movie, but it wasn't a summer movie. So.
Well, we haven't seen Star Trek.
We haven't seen Star Trek.
Which is crazy.
What
the hell are we doing?
What are we doing?
Because we don't have time. Now it's probably not even out.
No, it's not.
Even though Suicide Squad still is. What the fuck?
But ultimately, I think I had more fun in this movie, but I think the original Magnificent Seven is a better movie.
Okay.
Aside from odd score parts. But Seven Samurai is the shit. And you absolutely should watch it.
Yes.
And watch, like, the Criterion Collection one. It's, like, in HD, and it's the full 3 hours, and you're like, oh my god, 3 hours. But it's so good, and they establish, like, so much in that. I'm not going to talk about it, because we'll have a whole other episode on our hands. But
yeah.
Absolutely watch Seven Samurai, because there's a reason. There's a gajillion remakes of it, from A Bug's Life to A New Magnificent Seven.
Yeah.
Because it's that good.
Yeah. So we should talk about some of our other favorite westerns now. Then, the original Magnificent Seven is better movie, what are some other good?
Yeah. No more spoilers from this point out.
Yes, I'll timestamp it.
Yeah, but so our favorite westerns.
Yes,
I have a top. I have a three.
Oh, you made a top three.
I have a top three.
I haven't even done that.
Yeah. So should I just go?
What are your top three?
Top three. Westerns, I think, of all time. Number one, these are in no particular order, by the way. Number one, Once Upon a Time in the West.
Okay.
So fantastic. I need to watch again. That's one of the ones I'm really excited about. Coming back, it's coming on Netflix. I'm going to watch the hell out of it. The opening scene is one of my favorite opening scenes of all time. Just the tension and the waiting. As they're waiting at a train station for the train coming in, as their credits are rolling, but there's a scene happening, you know? And just that long, drawn-out, like, hot summer western sky, you know? It's really, really well done. And then Charles Bronson, and that's all you need to know. and he plays a harmonica as he kills people, so come on.
Pretty good.
Then I would have to say The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Okay.
Even though it's kind of two movies in one movie, there's like a definite first half and a definite second half. But I like it because it's called The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, but no one really seems to be like the good guy in that movie. I like the
Clint Eastwood is good looking.
Yeah.
So you got that.
Blondie,
you son of a.
I really like the chemistry between the characters in that one too. They do just a really good job of kind of getting Clint and, I don't know his name, who plays the ugly. He's also, fun fact, in the original Magnificent Seven as the main bad guy.
Yeah.
And
then Heath Van Cleef or whatever.
As
the bad.
And then The Searchers. would be number three.
I haven't
seen that. John Wayne, and it's not a typical John Wayne movie. It's not cowboy, you know, pilgrim. He is not a great guy, and he never really, like, becomes a great guy. And it's really good, because there's a darkness to him, and it talks about racial issues, and I'm like, this is the 60s, dude. Like, so, it's really well done, and, you know, you like all the characters in it, and it influenced so much, even in, like, Star Wars. Like, Luke looking at his burned home is actually, like, almost shot for shot on one of the scenes, and, like, my girlfriend was talking about it, like, how George Lucas was inspired, and, like, that scene was a big deal to him. So, definitely watch that one. Sweet. That might be the best Western. I don't know.
Huh.
It's out there? I don't know. Like I said, top three.
Yeah.
I could protect myself.
Yeah. So I definitely agree with you. As one of my favorite is Good, Bad, the Ugly. And I have seen far too many Clint Eastwood.
You've seen all the Clint Eastwood.
I've seen, yeah, all
when
of
Clint,
them, basically.
No, how sad are you going to be when Clint dies?
It's very sad. I'm going to be very, very sad. I'm going to be brokenhearted. It'll be the only, like, celebrity death besides, like, Heath Ledger, I guess, that I'm going to be, like, legitimately...
Were you broken up over Heath?
I wasn't broken up, but I was like, oh, man, like, he was really, really... He had a lot of really good potential in him, and he died way too young, you know, sort of thing.
You just missed him when you saw Dark Knight Rises, and you're like, ah, oh, he should have been in this.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what your life should have been about.
He should have been what the Scarecrow character is, in a way. Yeah, so... But, yeah, Good and Bad, the Ugly, and I've seen, like, all of the Clint Eastwood ones. I mean, I've seen Fistful of Dollars, seen For a Few Dollars More, which Fistful of Dollars is a remake of...
another Kurosawa movie.
Hang 'em High, Pale Rider, Unforgiven, these are all Clint Eastwood.
I have not... That's a big one for me. I have not seen
Unforgiven. Is a spiritual successor to Good and Bad, the Ugly.
That's also coming to Netflix.
Yeah, Unforgiven, yeah. So... Definitely gonna put that on the watch list.
Yeah.
I mean, I mentioned Slow West. I like it a lot. It's
that good to get a mention in.
And if I watch it again, I think it'll become probably one of my favorites because it's different than a typical Western.
Okay.
Is it doesn't follow the same sort of themes as a typical Western. And you're not quite sure who the main character is or who the bad guys kind of are, sort of thing. And Michael Fassbender.
Again, Michael Fassbender.
Yeah.
Somebody I think we've mentioned in every podcast.
Yeah. Definitely. And then, let's see.
You know what I think is a really overrated Western?
What?
Tombstone.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow, you're going to make a lot of people upset.
I know. It's really... not good. I think a lot of it, like, the first half is, again, there's some cool characters, some cool lines, but then, like, the end is almost like a montage. It's, like, montages the ending, and it just kind of wraps up, and you're like, well, Tombstone, like, it's kind of weird. Like, it doesn't really work. I don't know what they were thinking, and I don't know why it's, like, this super, like, oh my god, it's the best thing. Because I don't think it is.
Okay. Alright. I haven't seen it in a while, so I don't...
Yeah, I'll have to watch it again, but... Yeah. There is a great line, you know, I'm no Huckleberry.
Yeah.
Still great. But...
Yeah. I think one of my favorites is 310 to Yuma.
Oh yeah, I always forget about that
one. The remake. Really good cast. I really, really like Russell Crowe as that character.
I need to watch that. It's been so long since I've seen that.
It's really good. One that's on our watch list, and I just want to mention it because of sort of what I learned about it today, is Bone Tomahawk, which came out 2015? Yeah. 2015?
Yeah.
And it's, like, classified as a horror.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Apparently, and a lot of people say it's better than The Hateful Eight.
Huh.
A lot of people say it sort of does it better.
I forgot about Hateful Eight.
Yeah.
Which I absolutely need to see again, because I have no idea how I feel about that ending.
Yeah, I don't really know how to feel about that whole movie.
I love the first half. It's amazing.
Yeah, the first half is really good. But and I like
it starts...
Including me, goddammit! I really like that.
I do need to see it again, for the mostly for the second half.
Yeah.
But
another one of my favorites, Django Unchained.
Oh, hell yeah!
A lot of... it's...
Some would say too long.
Some would say too long, but that's like every Tarantino movie. Like, because Tarantino himself, because a lot of people complain, Tarantino's, the third act is too long. The third act goes too long. And Tarantino himself said, oh, you can have a third act go too long. It's fine.
Well.
Okay, then. I guess.
There, it is a little bit. Like the Australian scene is bad.
Yeah.
But. God, it's still so badass. I love that movie.
It is a great movie.
No, we didn't bring an extra bag.
I love that scene, dude. One of my all-time favorite scenes in movies. It's so good.
Christoph Waltz is the best in that, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Only outdone by his own performance in Glorious Bastards.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. A recent one, The Revenant.
I guess that's technically...
would consider it a Western. It's definitely not a traditional Western. But, I mean, it's frontier land. A lot of isolation. A lot of...
But it's the snow!
A lot of battling the, you know, wild and...
Slash natives and...
Yeah, I'd consider it.
No, you're right. I think it's pretty much a Western. Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
And then... No Country for Old Men.
Yeah, No Country is a Western. Modern.
I think...
Western.
Besides Good and Bad and the Ugly, No Country is my favorite Western.
Huh.
Yeah, it's... I mean, it's...
If you're gonna agree...
If you're gonna consider it's a Western, if you wouldn't consider it a Western, then my second favorite is probably... Oh, man. It's hard to say. It's a tie between Django and 310 to Yuma. Probably, for me.
Yeah, if you're going to consider No Country a Western, it's got to be in my conversation, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
I got to watch it again.
Because it's a dude by himself.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, guns and going after that money.
Yeah. There's Mexicans in it.
Out in the frontier, kind of.
Yeah.
The modern frontier, I guess.
But...
Texas.
So I just lied. My favorite is Back to the Future 3. That's my favorite Western.
Oh, no.
Of all time.
I haven't seen that one in a long-ass time,
It's fine.
I'm sure it is.
It's fine. It's fun.
What's that band show up at one point? Shit. Why am I totally blanking
on what you're talking about, man.
Oh, it's gonna bug me. Continue talking. I'll figure it out. I can't believe I'm not thinking. ZZ Top.
Oh.
Yeah. They're in it.
Yeah. I think, yeah. Blazing Saddles is really good.
I mean...
It's a comedy.
It's a comedy.
But, I mean, it's
pretty hysterical.
It's Western setting, you know.
Remember I leaned over, I'm like, are we watching a Blazing Saddles remake?
Yeah.
Because, like, when he's going into town, like, everyone's like, oh.
Yeah.
But... I don't think they were doing it because it's Denzel and he's black.
It's because he has a reputation.
Yeah. They never play that angle at all. They don't play any of the racial angles.
And as soon as he, like, lists out, like, all of his qualifications, everyone's like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
If he has that big of a reputation, wouldn't everybody know that he's, like, a peacemaker in this county of Kentucky or whatever?
Yeah.
So dumb. But...
Oh, God, this beer is just... Oh, it's hard to get through.
Yeah, it's not great. Ugh. But yeah, I mean... Oh, Wild Wild West. We gotta talk about Wild Wild West.
Oh, man.
So good. It's Will Smith at his peak, man.
That was, like, when America loved Will Smith.
He probably... Like, there's probably a rap at the end of the movie.
They absolutely rap at the end of the movie.
It was probably right
guaranteed.
It was probably right off of Men in Black.
It was.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not joking. They rap at the end of that movie. They're in the credits. They rap. Just like in Men in Black.
Yeah.
You know?
So.
No, yeah, you're right. Yeah. No, nope. Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild West.
100%.
Number one, Cowboys versus Aliens. That's another good one.
A New Hope.
A New Hope. One of my favorite westerns. It's pretty good.
The Road. Gremlins.
Ooh. Yeah. We saw a trailer for what could probably be considered as a western, that Desierto or whatever.
Oh, like the them crossing
the border and so then getting hunting down by
some guy with a dog.
Yeah. Who was the actor?
I don't know.
I thought it was Jeff Bridges at first, but it's not.
If it was, I'd be watching that immediately.
Yeah. Jeff Bridges. But yeah, I mean, I think, oh, but my all-time favorite western story, though.
I knew this was going to get brought up.
Is Red Dead Redemption. I think that's, like, the westernness. Like, the most...
It's really freaking good. Really good.
If you take that, just, like, if you look up on YouTube, like, just cutscenes, like, Red Dead Redemption the movie, I'm sure somebody
Look up specifically, John Marston meets Irish.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that scene.
Isn't Irish and the Welsh guy,
yeah,
too.
Irish and Welsh are their names.
Yeah, when John Marston meets Irish and Welsh, that's the scene you need to watch, because it's the best scene in that whole game.
It's the greatest thing of all time.
Boyo.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, you're right. Red Dead Redemption is unbelievable, and I hope to God they make another one.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to. There's no way they're not making one. I mean, they would be dumb if they didn't.
Yeah.
Because people are clamoring for that.
Oh, yeah. There's absolutely money in it. So.
Yeah. Mad Max? Kind of
industrial western.
Yeah, steampunk western.
Apocalyptic steampunk western. Yeah. That's a niche.
Yeah, woo! You're gonna get the hipsters on that one. But speaking of Mad Max, found out today, I think the news was released today or yesterday, what the next Mad Max is gonna be about. Which you will enjoy. I haven't told you yet. You are being revealed
to me.
This is
legitimately
right now.
Like, I don't know what you're going to say right now.
It is going to be a Furiosa prequel. Furiosa prequel. So, sort of how she establishes herself as a writer. What are they called?
I don't know how to feel about that.
What's her title?
I love Furiosa, obviously. But I love... Part of what I love about Mad Max is it doesn't explain anything. Like, the culture of the War Boys and what the hell's been going on. Like, all of them are just clues into leading into the story, and you're like, okay, I'm along for the ride.
Right.
And I love that there's, like, you get the background you need.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
And would this be more of a Mad Max spinoff? Because how is Max going to be in it?
He's not. Can't be.
Right. So, I'm excited, yet...
Unless they just go the whole route of, like, we never talked about that one time we met, which would be dumb, because they obviously don't trust each other when they first meet.
Yeah. You know, maybe they're on opposite sides when they first meet, you know, and that's sort of why. We'll have to find out when it comes out.
If all them rednecks didn't like Mad Max to begin with because it was too feminine, when you say Mad Max Furiosa.
Yeah.
Nobody
barks orders at Mad freaking Max.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so, westerns are good.
I am a sucker for westerns.
I didn't realize how many westerns I watched.
The new Mad Max, god damn it. The new Magnificent Seven was probably way worse than we think it is, but we're both suckers for westerns. Suckers. We're geeks for westerns. Add that to the list.
You're not wrong.
Which is why Firefly is a babe.
You're not wrong.
Which leads us.
That is a great segue. Because we have...
another email!
It's the question of the week. This is the part of the show where we answer the questions of the week.
You're gonna cut that every time and that's what you're gonna use?
Yeah, I'm gonna auto-tune it. So...
at least it wasn't Blue Clues.
Listener and friend of the show... Andrew sent us a question, but first he says this. He says, hey guys, And this was after he had watched the Phantom Menace Isn't the Worst.
Which was our episode 4?
Yes. So he goes, "While I agree with your assessment that episode 2 is the most trash Star Wars, you forgot to mention the worst part of the movie. Count Dooku's flaccid lightsaber hilt." George Lucas did Christopher Lee dirty. Which is so true, because wasted such an amazing actor.
And he gave him literally a flaccid lightsaber hilt.
He needed some Viagra.
Oh my god.
Well, this is where he gets to the question. He goes, "Anyway, I wanted to know what some forms of geek culture you dislike that are universally adored. For example, I don't get the fuss about Firefly. I give you permission to shame me."
All right. Permission was granted.
Permission granted. I haven't seen it, so I can't shame you.
Firefly, sir, is fantastic. Because it is, if you think Star Wars is like a Western set in space, no. Not compared to Firefly. It is literally a Western in space. And
Space-tern?
The characters are wonderful. I think they work so well together. Great acting, great personalities. Shoot, man. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it this week.
Despite Andrew, you're
going
to watch it?
Exactly.
You jerk. I'll show you. I'll watch it.
It's hard to explain, like to somebody who hasn't seen it, what's so good about it. The feel of it, the lines are so, like, crisp and precise. Like, they are just, feels natural from episode one, which is rare, especially for a sci-fi, because... Like, if you watch the first season of Next Generation, you might, like, I could see why you're like, I'd never want to watch this again. So stiff, and, like, they're just, like, speaking technobabble. But you go into episode one, and you feel like there's a history, they've been doing this, and it's really well done.
It's definitely on my list.
You need to watch it, dude. You know what? You watch that, I'll watch Mr. Robot, finally.
Alright.
Okay, we'll make a trade. if we're going to talk about what nerd culture we don't like, there's a really big one for me that I'll say at the end.
And there's a big one for me too. So we were discussing this question beforehand, because this could easily be another episode.
Yeah.
And if you want it to be so,
let us know.
Let us know.
We could talk about
sort of the whys, but we'll just sort of go briefly over. So Doctor Who is one for me that I, and you said the same, that I... It's universally liked by geek culture.
Yeah.
And I do not like it.
Yeah. It's not that I think it's bad.
I just can't get into it.
Yeah. It doesn't do anything for me.
And just, like, the idea of every season you get a new main character, like, because the Doctor changes.
Yeah.
You know, because he's a Time Lord or whatever the hell. It's just, that doesn't appeal to me. Like, I want to get to know a character and see his journey. It's like saying, Sherlock changes every season.
Yeah.
You know, like, why would I want a new Sherlock every season?
Yeah.
You know? I just don't get that sort of aspect.
Yeah, I've seen about 5 or 6 episodes. I tried, and none of the storylines... I don't even remember most of the storylines. Like, they just don't drag me in. And something about...
Police boxes?
People's faces getting sucked into TVs. but it was just, like, weird and kind of lame. And, that's one of them.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kelby, if you're listening.
Yeah, which he will be. And Heidi. Sorry, Heidi. let's see. I'm trying to think of a movie. Like a geek movie that I don't necessarily
I've got one.
Why don't you just say it?
No.
You want to save it for the very end?
I want to save it because it's a big one.
I think mine... My big one is... I don't like Dragon Ball Z. And I've watched, like, 3 seasons of it, and it's just, like, I don't know. I just, like, it... That's exactly how I feel after watching, like, an episode of that show. I just go,
I haven't really watched it.
Nothing happened. Like, they just, like, seriously? So, the perfect example is when Goku is fighting... And you don't give a shit about this. When Goku... and Frieza finally fight. That fight lasts, I don't know how many goddamn episodes, but it's like half the freaking season, dude. Like, Because they just, like, there's scenes, like, there's literal episodes where the whole episode they're just standing across from one another, floating and talking while other things are happening. Like,
oh my god.
And it's like, why don't you just freaking fight already? Like, just fight and kill each other. And then a whole episode is Goku trying to do a spirit bomb, which is just him, like, calling upon the spirits of, like, the planet that he's on, and he has to charge it for a long time. And so he's just charging it this whole, like,
the whole
time. And, like, Krillin on these other characters. Like, it just takes forever for anything to happen. And it's like, I much prefer watching the abridged parody version of it, where people take episodes and, like, there's this YouTube channel called Team 4-Star. Yeah. And they cut out a ton of stuff from the episodes and then just dub over their own, like, with their own voices. And it's super funny. It's super funny. But, like, you get to the fighting, like, right away, that, you know, that way. And, like, you know, they do some special edits where, like, they make a dude punch a dude forever because it's funny, you know? So they're just like, he's like, even though they just extend that, and it's super funny. And they do the voices, like, really well. It's hilarious. So if you want to watch Dragon Ball Z, watch Dragon Ball Abridged.
Okay. So the big one for me is, God, I'm going to piss some people off. I hate.
That's a strong word.
I strongly dislike Harry Potter. All of it.
That is
nothing.
People are gonna stop listening now. We have 10 listeners. You got rid of 5 of them right now.
I don't like it at all.
I still like it, guys. Listen for me.
It's and I'm gonna take some flack for this because I like The Hobbit. It's a kid's story, number one. I'm not talking about the books. I haven't read the books, and I'm sure it's ignited the imagination of many a child, obviously. But
J.K. Rowling being one of those children.
But I, like, the movies are kind of not good. I don't know why anyone else. There's not great acting in any of it. And it's fairly predictable the whole time.
Friendship is magic.
And the only time I was, like, mildly interested was whichever one had them going back in time.
Oh, the third one. That's my favorite book.
And they, like, the Patronus, like, thing. That was, like, the only one that was mildly interested in. And then it never did that again for me.
What's,
like,
your ever. Patronus, Chris? You've taken the test.
I have.
For someone who doesn't like Harry Potter.
Because I wanted to get Sloth. Sparrowhawk.
Yeah. I'm Robin.
If I had gotten a bat, that would have been amazing.
That would have been pretty funny.
Damn, that would have been amazing.
I wanted Wolf so bad. I was just like,
why?
Because I want to be Alpha.
It could be the Runt.
So?
It's a Patronus Wolf. I guess it's not the Runt.
It's not the Runt.
But, I really dislike Harry Potter. There's nothing interesting about it for me. It's made for kids. And, again, I like The Hobbit, and it's my favorite book out of all of Lord of the Rings, and I get that it's for a younger reader than the rest of Lord of the Rings, so I'm committing my own sin, I guess, but, you know, I read that as, like, a freshman, and so I was, you know, when you're in high school, you're still a kid. Like, I didn't really watch Harry Potter I didn't watch any of the Harry Potters until I was in college. Like, I was already not, like, a kid at all. So it was like, And then for whatever reason, like, in one of my college classes, we watched the second one, like, 4 times.
Oh, that's the worst one.
I was just like, what the hell, man?
That's the worst movie.
The Basilisk. I get it.
I can see why
So maybe it's partly due to a bad experience. My friends know I do not like Harry Potter, and they continually bring it up because, as nerdy as I am, I don't like Harry Potter.
Yeah.
That was like me not watching Game of Thrones for like 3 seasons, and they're like, why haven't you gotten on this string?
Yeah, what? Yeah, what did take you so long?
I don't know, dude. I'm on it now, man.
Well.
Speaking of HBO shows.
Oh,
Westworld. Which is Western.
Wait for that to come. That's soon, right? Is that next month?
Soon.
Oh, finally. Something to watch.
I know. Now that Mr. Robot's over, I'm kind of like, I guess I'll watch season 2 of Gotham because it's on Netflix now. It's like, ugh. I mean, Luke Cage is going to be on Netflix, which I'll watch because I've watched those seasons of Daredevil and Jessica Jones, and I enjoyed them. So, we'll see. But, I mean, this one will get people angry. I'm not a huge fan of, like, the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, me either. Yeah, you're right.
But anything besides Guardians.
Guardians was wonderful.
But
Western in space.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Magnificent Seven a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I liked the first Iron Man.
I like the first one. Iron Man. I like Winter Soldier, and I like Guardians.
Winter Soldier's good, too.
Those are the only ones.
The first Captain America's not bad, either.
Yeah.
But it's another one that's fine.
And
that's like Iron Man 3 is
fine. Hugo Weaving's in it, so that's cool.
Yeah. Iron Man 3 is fine. Iron Man 2 is pretty much trash.
Oh, garbage.
Yeah.
Thor's aren't good.
The Hulk one.
I went back and watched
them. It's not good. I haven't seen the Thor ones. I have just no interest.
Natalie Portman's in it.
I have no interest in Ant-Man.
Ant-Man, I haven't seen. Civil War is, ugh.
I haven't seen Civil War yet.
See,
Age of Ultron's fine.
Yeah. Not a huge fan of them.
Like, the first Avengers was fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, again, it's not like I'm like, oh, like I love the Dark Knight trilogy. And yeah. Yeah, even Dark Knight Rises.
Same.
So,
for all of its faults.
For all of its faults. But I love it.
Yeah, the only Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Not to say that the Superman movies are good either.
It's true.
I'm really over Superman movies.
Not like, to say that the X-Men movies are really good either, besides First Class.
First Class and Days of Future Past, I think, were both really good.
Apocalypse
and X2 was awesome. Like that Nightcrawler scene in the
movie.
Oh my god.
It's true.
But, other than that.
What about the movie Steel with Shaquille O'Neal?
Yes. Oh god.
Which is.
You need to watch this movie.
It takes place in a world where the DC universe is like us. Like, because they have an arcade cabinet in one of the scenes that's Batman Forever.
Oh.
So it's like they're living in a universe where DC comic book
like
exists. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
But Marvel doesn't? Like, that's, like, the superheroes are real or something?
Sure, I don't know.
I don't know.
But yeah. So those are kind of the things that...
Yeah, because definitely, even when Guardians came out, I wasn't excited for it because I had no idea what it was.
Yeah.
And then
you watch the first scene and you're like, oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah. So I'll be excited for Guardians 2.
I'm excited for Guardians 2.
But I'm not excited for any other Marvel movie.
See, the thing is, like, I'm excited for Guardians 2, but I want to repress that a little bit because I know it'll just disappoint if I get too excited.
That's true.
Because it is still a Marvel Cinematic Universe movie.
Like, I have no interest in even seeing any more of them.
But I'll see Infinity War.
I'll see Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Because Benedict.
Yeah, and I'll see Infinity Wars.
That's me geeking over Benedict more than it is anything else.
Yeah, and I'll see Infinity Wars because Guardians are going to be in it.
Are they?
I think so.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Why can't we have separate things? Like, just
because of the same universe.
No! Man. Why does it have to be?
I don't know.
Just go and do your thing over there, and the X-Men could do their thing over there, and you guys could do your thing over here. And then there's, you know...
I just wish they would just make a standalone Civil War movie. Like an actual one. Like based off of the actual graphic novel. Not just taking the name. Because that is a very good
comic. Yeah, I feel like what I knew about Civil War and what the movie looked like it was nothing.
They're not, you know, they're not similar at all.
Yeah.
The only thing that's similar is that Captain America has a team and he fights Iron Man. That's it. That's it. Because Spider-Man... In the actual Civil War comic, switches sides.
Ah.
He starts off revealing his identity, you know,
yeah.
And he was the one that people were looking for, like, is he gonna do it? Like, you know, because if Peter does it, then
man, that's a big step. And well, so he reveals his identity.
Whoever he is does it, not Peter.
Yeah, but then he realizes that what the government is trying to do isn't the best, so then he switches sides to Captain America, and then Punisher comes
Dead
in
kids.
And wrecks shit. He goes nuts. Like, nobody wants him on their team, because he's crazy. And,
that's pretty cool.
Captain America dies?
Ooh.
Yeah. So, and there's, like, a robot Thor.
Of course.
Because they, like, because he's off in Asgard or whatever.
Yeah.
He's not actually on Earth, so some, like, I forget which team makes it, but someone makes, like, a Thor robot to say, like, I support this side, but it's not actually Thor.
Oh, my God.
That part's a little goofy, yeah. But the rest of it's cool. Because, like, the whole reason why it's starting is, like, these sort of B-class, even sort of C-class superheroes are filming, like, a reality TV show of them. And then, like, a house blows up, and so they die. And so that sort of sparks this whole, like, we gotta get restrictions on these superheroes. Because they're just...
This blowing is why up, can't have nice things.
They're blowing up houses and killing civilians while filming, you know, reality TV shows.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other topic.
That's a whole other topic.
So, yeah, I think that's sort of it for
so,
the week.
Obviously, we like emails.
TheBrothersGeek@yahoo.com. Follow us on Twitter, BrothersGeekPod@Twitter. That's our handle. Follow us, please.
We got a couple new followers.
We did get a couple new followers. Be on the lookout for more stuff coming on the YouTube channel. Especially, you know, I mentioned that I got the BioShock collection, and Michael texted me and said, I would love to see your brother play the BioShock collection for the first time.
Oh.
As an experience.
Yeah, because I haven't played it.
Yeah, so be on the lookout for some of that stuff. We know that episode of Drunk Goon is long. We'll be sure to sort of cut them up a little bit.
We had to get through the opening stuff.
Yeah, we were experimenting a little bit.
So, we'll break it up a little bit more.
Yeah, we also want to do some stuff of, like, doing a Mystery Science Theater sort of thing with some bad movies, which coming
along... Steel?
Steel should be on there. Coming along here would be a good time with some really bad horror movies.
Yeah.
So, be on the lookout for more stuff on our YouTube, which is just The Brothers Geek. I'll put a link in the description to it and to all of our stuff.
And thank you, listeners.
Thank you, listeners, for...
Keep subscribing and liking. Rate us on iTunes and give us a review. And we really appreciate you listening in.
Yeah, so join us next week when we talk about whatever we're going to talk about. So, yeah, thanks again for listening. This is Patrick signing off.
And Chris.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.